Acts chapter 21. And after we had gone from them and had launched, we came with a straight course to Kos, and the next day following to Rhodes, and from there to Patara. And finding a ship sailing over to Phoenicia, we went aboard and sailed away. Now when we had discovered Cyprus, we left it on the left hand and sailed into Syria and landed at Tyre, for the ship was to unload its cargo there. And finding disciples, we waited there 7 days, who said to Paul through the Spirit that he should not go up to Jerusalem. And when we had accomplished those days, we departed and went our way, and they all brought us on our way with wives and children, until we were out of the city, and we kneeled down on the shore and prayed. And when we had said goodbye, we boarded the ship, and they went home. And when we had finished our course from Tyre, we came to Ptolemais and greeted the brothers and stayed with them 1 day. And the next day, we that were of Paul's group departed and came to Caesarea. And we entered into the house of Philip the evangelist, who was one of the seven, and stayed with him. And the same man had 4 daughters, virgins, who prophesied. And as we waited there many days, a certain prophet came down from Judea named Agabus. And when he had come to us, he took Paul's girdle and tied his own hands and feet and said, "Thus says the Holy Ghost, so shall the Jews at Jerusalem tie the man that owns this girdle and shall give him into the hands of the Gentiles." And when we heard these things, both we and those of that place asked him not to go up to Jerusalem. Then Paul answered, "What do you mean to cry and break my heart? For I am ready not to be bound only, but also to die at Jerusalem for the name of the Lord Jesus." And when he would not be persuaded, we stopped and said, "The will of the Lord be done." And after those days, we took our baggage and went up to Jerusalem. Some of the disciples of Caesarea also went with us, and brought with them Mnason of Cyprus, an old disciple with whom we would lodge. And when we had come to Jerusalem, the brothers received us gladly. And the day following, Paul went in with us to James, and all the elders were present. And when he had greeted them, he told the details of what God had done among the Gentiles by his ministry. And when they heard it, they glorified the Lord and said to him, "You see, brother, how many thousands of Jews there are that believe, and they are all zealous regarding the law. And they are informed about you, that you teach all the Jews who are among the Gentiles not to follow Moses, saying that they ought not to circumcise their children, nor to walk after the customs. What is it, therefore? The multitude will certainly come together, for they'll hear that you've come. Therefore do this that we say to you, we have 4 men who have a vow on them. Go and purify yourself with them and be at charges with them so they can shave their heads. And all will know that the things about which they were informed concerning you are nothing, but that you yourself also walk orderly and keep the law. Concerning the Gentiles who believe, we have written and concluded that they observe no such thing, except that they keep themselves from things offered to idols, and from blood, and from strangled, and from fornication." Then Paul went with the men, and the next day, purifying himself with them, entered into the temple to show the accomplishment of the days of purification until an offering would be offered for each of them. And when the 7 days were nearly finished, the Jews who were in Asia, when they saw him in the temple, stirred up all the people and laid hands on him, shouting, "Men of Israel, help! This is the man that teaches all men everywhere against the people and the law and this place, and also brought Greeks into the temple and has polluted this holy place." For they had seen before with him in the city Trophimus, an Ephesian, whom they supposed Paul had brought into the temple. And the whole city got very worked up, and the people ran together, and they took Paul and pulled him out of the temple, and immediately the doors were shut. And as they tried to kill him, news came to the commander of the soldiers that all Jerusalem was rioting, who immediately took soldiers and centurions and ran down to them. And when they saw the commander and the soldiers, they stopped beating Paul. Then the chief captain came and took him and commanded him to be bound with two chains and demanded who he was and what he had done. And some shouted one thing, some another among the multitude, and when he couldn't know the certainty because of the rioting, he commanded him to be carried into the castle. And when he came on the stairs, so it was that he was carried by the soldiers because of the violence of the people. For the multitude of the people followed, shouting, "Away with him!" And as Paul was to be led into the castle, he said to the chief captain, "May I speak to you?" Who said, "Can you speak Greek? Aren't you that Egyptian who previously started a riot and led out in the wilderness 4,000 men that were murderers?" But Paul said, "I am a Jew of Tarsus, a city in Cilicia, a citizen of no unimportant city, and I ask you, please, allow me to speak to the people." And when he had given him permission, Paul stood on the stairs and beckoned with a hand to the people. And when there was a great silence, he spoke to them in the Hebrew language, saying,